Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And today I want to encourage someone, amen, that's standing on the word of God, believing God for what he says, believing in your dream, believing in your goals, regardless of what the economy is saying, regardless of what society is saying, regardless of what your friends, your frenemies, your enemies, people, relatives, what anybody is saying, those that are standing on the word of God and believing what God's word says is true and what they've been believing for must and will come to pass. Those are the people I want to encourage today. Those are people I want to speak to today. I want to let you know that faith believes, faith speaks when no one else believes. I'm going to say that again. Faith will speak when no one else believes. When no one else believes, when you stop believing, write this down. Winners know when you stop believing, you stop speaking. I'm going to say it again. When you stop believing, you stop speaking. You see, when you speak, as long as you keep speaking your dream, you're believing your dream. You know, you're calling it forth. You're calling it forth. It's going to happen. You're speaking about it. Why? Because you still got a fire about it. You still know it's going to happen. Amen. You still have a faith that it's going to happen. It's going to make manifest. God is going to do it. And you are walking, working towards it. Why? Because you're speaking about it. Because what's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So you speaking about your dream tells you you still believe your dream. But the minute you stop speaking is the minute you stop believing. The minute you stop confessing where you're going and what you hope to do, what your desires are, that's the minute the enemy's got you. The enemy is trying to shut the mouths of many of God's people in these last days. I'm going to say it again. The enemy is trying to shut the mouths of many of God's people in this season, but do not let him shut your mouth, because if he shuts your mouth, he shuts up your destiny, because faith will continue to speak when no one else believes. So let me tell you something. There's a proven study that when people are depressed, they stop speaking. It's a proven study. When people are depressed, they stop speaking. They go quiet. They don't come out the room, don't come out of their bed. They don't draw the curtains. Why? They go silent. Why? Because a man that is not speaking or a woman that is not speaking is doing more thinking. And what they're usually thinking about are negative things, things that are weighing them down. The spirit of heaviness has now come upon them. Why? Because they've stopped speaking. If you're walking through a season in your life that seems painful, seems unbearable, seems like it's not going to get better, you have to open up your mouth and declare the word of God. You have to speak what God says about you. I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. You must speak what God says about you. You got to say, you are more than overcomer through Christ which loves you. If God is for you, then who can be against you? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You must speak. If you're gonna live, if you're gonna survive, you must speak. Open up your mouth. David went through. There were people that have thought about stoning him. And then when he came to Ziklag, I believe in 1 Samuel 30, and they came to Ziklag, his wives were gone, his children were gone, the city was burned with fire. His friends were crying, and even after they started crying, they started contemplating killing David, because they started blaming him. Because when people are hurting, they look for someone to blame. But David said that he started to encourage himself in the Lord. And sometimes you may not have people around you that are going to do it for you, so you've got to learn to do it yourself. So you've got to begin to praise God. You've got to begin to put your hope in God. Recite what he said. Speak his word. Start speaking the psalm. Start singing and start worshiping. Getting in that place where the enemy can't touch you, because the enemy cannot touch a worshiper. The enemy cannot touch a praiser. And as you begin to praise and as you begin to worship him, amen, you dispel the darkness, amen. A light comes as you begin to enjoy yourself. You begin to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. When it seems as though you've got nothing to be joyful about and nothing to rejoice about, you start thinking about the goodness of God and where he's brought you from and how he delivered you in the past. When you start contemplating what God has done, and what you're going through is something light for God, is but a light thing, that if he delivered you then, he would deliver you now. You'll begin to praise him even before you see the victory, knowing that you already have the victory. Amen. Because we're in Christ Jesus. And praise be to God who always causes us to triumph. That means he's always given us the victory. So whatever you're going through, it's just another chance for God to show himself strong. That was just the introduction. Slow down, preacher. slow down. I'm just here to encourage you for a few minutes to let you know that faith speaks when no one else believes. That same David, he started off as a little shepherd boy, the youngest of eight, I believe, the youngest. And all his brothers were gone to war. And when they were under Saul's army, they were under Saul's training. But he had a different training. I want to speak to someone that you've been trained differently. And you know that you're different. And sometimes you question your difference. And sometimes you even complain to God and say, why am I so different than everybody else? I want to let you know that God loves difference. God does not like carbon copies. There is no one like you in the earth. You are an original. There is a purpose for your life. No one can do what you do. Amen. You are born for a purpose. Do not complain to God about your difference, but celebrate who he's called you to be. And he didn't get trained under Saul's arm. He didn't get trained with his brothers. Yeah, they were all bigger than him, stronger than him, but his training was different. And some of us go through some situations in life where we think, why am I being trained this way? Why am I taking this road? Why am I going through this season of my life? Why have I been hurt? Why have people walked out on me? Why have I been rejected? Why have I gone through pain? Why have I gone through this? Why have I had to suffer this abuse? Why have I had to suffer this pain? Why? Because your training has been different. Joseph's training was different from his brothers. I want to let you know the level of pain that you suffer, the level of pain that you go through, and that in your training, you are being trained. It's an indication of where God is bringing you to. If you're going through what no one else is going through in your family, as a Christian, if you are suffering for righteousness' sake and you've been rejected, you've been hurt, and setbacks all around and situations seem like they're fighting against you, that is an indication of where God is bringing you to. Listen, Joseph was thrown in a pit, as you know. He was hated by his brothers. So even, let's rewind and do the backstory. Even before he was thrown in the pit, can you imagine how he was being treated, how he was being looked down on, how he was being bullied because he was his father's favorite, how he was being rejected by his brothers, and that rejection ultimately led to him being taken and thrown in the well and then taken up out of the well. And when he thought all was okay, he's now being sold to the Midianites. But God had a plan. So through all what you're going through the rejection and the pain that you've hurt, I want to encourage someone that God has a plan. And they took him down to Egypt, but God had a plan, brought into Pharaoh, into Potiphar's house. But God had a plan. I want to let you know, even if you're in a different country, you may be an American, you may be from the Caribbean or South America, or Europe, and you're in America, or you're in England, you're in Europe, and you're in a different country, strange language, strange people, strange culture, with strange ideals. God had a plan, but there's a silver streak that keeps running through the story of Joseph. And God was with him. I want to let you know, through all what you've been through the setbacks, through the hurt, God is still with you. He's not forgotten you. There was a strange training for Joseph because he had a different future to everybody else. Lied on by Potiphar's wife and thrown in jail. But God was still with him. But yet eventually to stand before Pharaoh and interpret Pharaoh's dream, his training was different. And I want to let you know, like David, his training was different. Where his brothers were out in Saul's army, he was out in the field looking after the sheep, practicing his slingshot. And you may be out in the field, you may be somewhere where it looks like you've been forgotten, but I encourage you to practice your talent. David was practicing his talent, perfecting his gifting, worshiping God and perfecting his gifting, killing the lions and killing the bears, protecting God's sheep, protecting his father's flock until that day he finally showed up when he needed to be seen, when God had it hidden for such a time, but there was a where he needed to be seen, And his father told him, listen, I need you to go down and bring some bread, bring some fruit down to your brother and see how the war goes. And on the 40th day, they had been listening to Goliath mock them and discouraged. They were broke, busted and disgusted. But here comes this little shepherd boy and he says, let no man's heart fail him. I will go and fight the giant. And everybody's like, you, what are you doing? You can't do this. And Saul comes and he's like, I'm trying to put on Saul's armor to go and face the giant. And he's like, this David's like, no, this is not the way I fight, the way you fight. I can't use. You've got to use what God gave you in the secret place. You've got to use what God gave you. Amen. Not what anybody else. How God trains you. You know the voice of God. You know your relationship with God. Don't try and mimic anybody else's. You know how God speaks to you. And you know how God leads you, because there's many a letter of spirit of are the sons of God. And the Bible says that this young shepherd boy, ruddy looking, handsome boy, steps up to this man of war. And Goliath laughs at him and mocks him. Amen. In the name of his God. But I will love what David said, and I'm going to repeat. And I'm not going to be long. I just want to encourage someone. It says here, verse 17, verse 46. Let me go 45. Then said David to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, who you have defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and take off your head from you, and I will give your carcasses to the host of the Philistines this day, and unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." I don't want to let you know, David did exactly what he said. Faith speaks when no one else could do it. Everyone else was carrying around, but David ran to the battle and he told the giant exactly what's going to take place, exactly what I'm going to do to you. When no one else believes, faith will still speak. And there may be people around what you're saying. You're saying, "I'm going to have my own business," but no one in your family line has ever had their own business. I'm going to be the first in my family. 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, and no one else has even earned 5, much less 8 and 7 figures. But you are speaking it, and you're believing it, and you're running towards your dream. Faith speaks when no one believes. And this shepherd boy ran to the battle, took up 5 smooth stones. He didn't need them, but 5 is the number of grace, and he knows he's going to need God's grace to deal with any battle that he's going to face. He took 1 stone. He didn't need the other 4, but with the first stone, that God aimed it supernaturally, and it hit the giant's forehead. Why? Because he had been trained in the secret place. He had the training. He had the training that no one else had had. So do not complain about the way that God is training you in secret, so we can only expose you in public, doing for you in the private. And the Bible says it hit him right in his forehead, took him down, stunned him. And David took his own sword and cut off the head of that giant. He said, listen, is not coming back. I don't want to hear his voice again. He had been speaking to this army for the past 40 days, but on day 40, he showed everyone how it should be done. You speak what you believe, and if you're believing in faith, you're speaking in faith, what you're going to do, what you're going to achieve. I will have a ministry. I will speak before thousands. I will affect my generation in a supernatural way. I've been called to the prisons. I've been called to the street. I've been called to the marketplace. I've been called to entertainment, to media. I've been amusing music. Difference in the darkness, where me being the child of light, I'm going to speak and sing and worship God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Speak where you're going. Continue to speak. Don't back down. Don't stay silent, but speak, because faith speaks when no one else believes. So you got to keep speaking. Keep the word before you as frontless. Put yourself in the Lord. Tell people where you're going. Some people don't want to know, and some people may mock, but listen, forget the mockers. You keep and pushing forward. You keep speaking God's word. Have your goals in front of you, on the fridge, on the wall, wherever it is that you can see them, where they're visible. Have your goals down, that when you continue to mark them off one by one, with goals, is going to be more effective than someone without. I'm going to say that again. A person with goals, it's been proven, will be more effective than someone without, because now you have an aim and a desire, and you know what you're going for. You're not going to deviate from what's in front of you. You're not going to deviate. God gave Joshua a mandate, and he said, "This book of the law shall not depart from my eyes, but you shall meditate on it when day and night, and observe it. You shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." So don't deviate from the purpose. Don't deviate from the goal. He kept the book in front of them, and we got to keep the book in front of us. Keep what God said. Not what the enemy's whispering, but what God is saying. Keep in God's word. Keep confessing God's word. Continue to speak what he speaks. Don't speak anything else. No matter what mama's saying, what people are saying, and what friends are saying. You say God says, and you keep your eyes on the prize. David knew he was well able to take out this giant, and he did it for the glory of God. And I love what he said, that the whole earth may know that there is a God in Israel. He said, listen, in everything that I do, what he was saying, I want God the glory. And how many thousands of years later, how many centuries later, we are still talking about David and the little that made the name of God great in Israel and throughout the whole world. Everybody today still knows that this little shepherd boy took out the giant for the glory of God and made the name, the God of Israel, great. May we make the God of Israel great in our generation. May we take out the giants that have been plagued in our generation. The name of our God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that sent his only begotten son to die on the cross and rose again triumphantly, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May we make his name great in our generation in the name of Jesus. I believe that we're going to make the name of God great again. Too many times I see King God and mocking Christ in media, in the music industry, in the entertainment. May we make the name of Jesus great again in our generation. This is our mandate. This is what I'm going to do. And if you're going to join me, you speak it again. We're going to make the name of Jesus great in this generation. People, the God of Israel in this generation. People will know the God that we serve, that is the same today. Today and forever. Faith speaks when no one else believes. So if no one else is believing, you got to keep speaking. There's power in the words that you speak. There is power in what you say. Keep speaking and keep. AKA the winner's mentality, helping you win with your words.